What do we got, Paul Sweeney from Bloomberg Law?
We got some immigration stuff, Tom. The number of undocumented migrants is on track to hit about 900,000 this fiscal year, the highest since 2007. I'm sure the White House is not happy with that. To get the latest, we welcome Michaela Ross. Michaela is from Bloomberg Government Homeland Security Reporter. She joins us on the phone. So, Michaela, what's going on here? I know, you know, coming into this administration, President Trump obviously very concerned about the immigration at the border, but the numbers tell a different story.
Yes, we are seeing that as we're approaching the end of the fiscal year, almost probably going to be about 900,000, and that is something that hasn't been seen in over a decade. So the administration has taken a lot of steps to really crack down on that. And what we're hearing from different immigration groups is that, you know, going into next year, between more money for the wall, between a lot of asylum restrictions, that number is likely to go down drastically. But that said, what we're also seeing is this movement in Congress. Congress is struggling to figure out what they're going to do. And so we're also watching some bills go through Congress that really sets up a whole new battle going into next year.
So let's just give us a summary of kind of where we are from a legislative perspective. Again, these numbers are staggeringly high. Obviously, pressure from the White House to get something done. Is there any consensus on the legislative front?
What we're seeing right now and what we saw yesterday is kind of a punting of what exactly Democrats in Congress would like to do, but also what Republicans would like to do. So, for example, over the summer, there was a $4.6 billion border package passed, and that was something that Congress did to try to relieve a lot of that overcrowding and try to make conditions better. But what wasn't in that bill was both Republican and progressive priorities, and those were punted off. And so what we're seeing, what we were going thinking that we would see this month was some of those more progressive priorities passing Congress to block some of those most, at least pass the House, to block some of those more controversial Trump administration policies, such as sending asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait, for example, or separating families. But what we're seeing this week is that the bill going through the House has actually been really, what we thought was going to be one of the more, the bigger border security bills has really been scaled back, and it's still not getting support from Republicans or progressives.
Michaela Ross, thank you so much for that update. Michaela Ross, Bloomberg Government Homeland Security Reporter, giving us the latest on the immigration issue, Tom, from Congress.